So yesterday, I think we were talking about this off the air. The Masked Singer. We were talking about the Masked Singer, and we knew that the Yeti monster was Omarion, okay, from B2K fame. Yeah, yeah, I love that show, Masked Singer. Anyway, in other entertainment news, A$AP Rocky says that Rihanna is the love of his life. A$AP said, life is so much better
when
you've got...
Shirley, did you hear Junior?
I just said mine, too. He could be the only one.
That's right, Junior. But A$AP says, life is so much better when you got the one. And he went on to say, he is in the best relationship he's ever, ever had. What do you think about that?
Who is A$AP Rocky?
You know, he's a rapper. Remember, he got in that trouble.
And he was, was he in Sweden?
Yeah, I think it was Sweden. Yeah. Yeah. He was,
remember that?
And he's with Rihanna?
Yeah. Rihanna. They going strong.
Oh, yeah.
The Rihanna.
Yes, yes.
The very
she was
one.
Dating a billionaire, and that was her last relationship before A$AP Rocky. But, you know, people love A$AP Rocky. They think he's handsome because he was a model. You know, he's a rapper. And
he got swag.
Yeah. So
to y'all,
strong.
He do.
Yeah. He come to hate.
Yes.
You ain't feeling him, Junior.
Hell no. Not if he with Rihanna. No. I mean, he's cool. Speaking of somebody else, but not with Rihanna. I ain't feeling him. Hell no.
All this as soon as possible.
ASAP.
Also, speaking of Rihanna, new haircut alert. She's back. She's back, Carla, rocking the pixie. Short haircut. Come on
she
back over
so,
here, Rihanna. Yes.
Yes. She looks
beautiful.
So fly. Beautiful. You saw it, Junior?
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, if I'm not going to see it, it's Rihanna.
In other entertainment news, Tiffany Haddish recently said during an interview that these are her words, ain't nobody asked me about replacing Ellen. Okay, because that was a rumor that Tiffany Haddish was one of the front runners along with Kelly Clarkson. But Steve, we hear in the streets that your name is popping up to replace Ellen as well. What's up with that?
Some street
Let
talk.
Us know. Yeah,
well, all that is talking. A street talk, y'all. That ain't number street talk.
Well, just in case it might not be street talk. Me and Junior
we're
are
here
ready.
For you. Okay. We're all we're ready this time. It ain't gonna just be y'all too.
That's sick right, Carla.
And
we, yeah, that's
and
right.
We everybody need to be ready. Huh?
Yeah, everybody ready this time. I'm hating like Junior did on ASAP.
On ASAP.
No, but that really is street talk.
It could happen, Steve. Oh, you never know. It could happen. It's possible.
I'm sure they're looking at a number of people.
Steve?
They
ain't looking at me. Well, they got rid of the dude at NBC, so I don't know. Ain't nobody said nothing to me.
Why not you? That's what I say. Why not you?
Yeah. How come you going to turn down this best for me, you and Jay? How you going to do that?
Again.
Junior.
Again. Yeah. Everybody well, on Junior, the Zoom going
how much,
this time.
How much would
everybody.
They offer?
Huh?
How much would they offer, see? You got to look at that, too.
How much would they offer you?
Yeah, what you think that number would be?
Well listen,
we
trust
about yourself.
You.
Oh,
so
you talking about me and Junior?
Agree.
We take what they offer. Me and Junior take what the hell they offer. That's, yeah, that's what we know.
All right. We'll talk about it. Time now, Steve, for today's headlines. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. In the Middle East, after 11 days of fighting, Israel and Hamas have agreed to an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire. They agreed to it last night. It was scheduled to begin around 5 hours ago, around 2 a.m. Eastern time. It may take a little time, though, to see if it's holding. It seems to right now, and President Biden is sounding confident.
I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy. My administration will continue our quiet, relentless diplomacy toward that end.
Mr. Biden says the agreement's in partnership with the Palestinian authorities in a way that does not benefit the Hamas militants. By the way, there was some mounting pressure on the Jewish state to make nice from the U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, for one, introduced a resolution yesterday of disapproval to block the $735 million arms sale to Israel. At last report, some 230 Palestinians have died, including 67 children, and there were 12 dead in Israel, with two children killed. In Washington yesterday, meanwhile, the president signed a measure called the COVID Hate Crimes Act. He signed that into law. It's aimed at reducing the attacks on Asian Americans, and the bill passed with bipartisan support. The new law calls for the Department of Justice to designate a point person to expedite the processing of hate crimes cases, while also making it easier to report hate crimes at the state and local level.
Grandparents afraid to leave their homes, even to get vaccinated, for fear of being attacked. Small business owners targeted and gunned down. Students worried about two things, COVID-19 and being bullied.
And he said that is a horrible situation. It has to change immediately. The Kroger food chain says it stopped its customers from donating money to the Indiana affiliate of an extreme right-wing militia group whose members were allegedly involved in January's Capitol Hill riots. A spokesman for the nation's biggest supermarket chain claims not to have known that the Indiana Oath Keepers was one of the beneficiaries of Kroger's community rewards program. They say they didn't know. Anyway, Black Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay spoke about her frustration with the way the producers of the franchise handled her season on comedian Z-Way's show. She says they put black men on the show who didn't date black women because they thought that might be interesting. Interesting, I guess, to humiliate a black woman. Anyway, Rachel Lindsay ended up with a white man, and she got a lot of criticism. It turns out, though, guys, that all three of the black bachelors in the Bachelor Bachelorette thing, Rachel, Tayshia Adams, and Matt James, are either dating, married to, or engaged to a white person. And finally, they broke ground on an $80 million museum dedicated to hip-hop yesterday in the Bronx, New York. A lot of folks were on hand. LL Cool J, Nas, Fat Joe, and Grandmaster Flash. Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.